from the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
And so I try to understand what I can hold in my hand, and wherever we are, home is there too. And if you could try to find it too, 'cause this place is overgrown into wax and mold. Home is wherever we are.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. We also organize three custom home shows that you may be familiar with: the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, Charleston's only open-air home show, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which happens every April, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up at the end of August at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Once a month, Charleston Home and Design Magazine organizes an event called the Distinguished Builder, Architect, and Interior Designer Speaker Series. And recently, interior designer Lauren Messina of Lauren M. Creative was our speaker, and we're going to be talking with her about what it's like to work with an interior designer. Also, we'll be talking with Nate Bell with Schneider Tree Care. A lot of interesting information, especially as we go into transition from spring to summer. Also, Jennings Smith with Allaire Homes. And Tammy Misha with Gateway Supply Company. Well, we are moving, transitioning from spring to summer. Charleston Home and Design Magazine is hard at work right now on our summer issue, which is our outdoor living issue. We also have a great feature coming up called the Architects Gallery, where we feature work of local architects here in Charleston, and that the summer issue will be coming out in a couple of weeks. We're putting all the final touches on it right now. We're also working feverishly for our next home show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is going to be happening August 26th, 27th, and 28th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And if you haven't had a chance to go to the brand new Gilliard Center, if you don't go between now and August, you definitely want to check it out. We had a huge show back in January. A lot of people very curious about seeing the brand new renovated Gilliard Center, and now we're going to be back in August for our fall show, and so it's a great opportunity to see the renovation and also talk to the almost 100 local vendors that we always have on hand that will be able to help you jumpstart your project. And I know a lot of people are already thinking about fall with football season, and then of course we have the holidays coming up later this year, and things are very, very busy in the building and remodeling community, and it really is important to get on a contractor's schedule if you want to try to get some work done between the fall show and the holidays. If you're looking to get some work done now, you definitely want to visit our website, which is charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, and you'll see lots of great inspiration, lots of contact information for A-list local vendors. So definitely want to check that out. And when you you may have heard at the beginning of the show, we played a clip from Jack Johnson. The song is titled Home, and over as we move forward, we're going to be playing a home-themed song at the beginning of the show. And if you would like to suggest a song, just visit the Charleston Home and Design Magazine Facebook page and make a comment, a suggestion. If we use your song, we will send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Charleston's Distinguished Builder, Architect, and Interior Designer Speaker Series, and this month's speaker is interior designer Lauren Messina with Lauren M Creative. And now we're talking with Lauren Messina. How are you doing, Lauren?
I am great. How are you doing?
Great. Lauren, take a moment and tell everybody about Lauren M Creative.
Well, Lauren M Creative is a residential interior design firm. We've been in the area for about 3 years. I graduated with a degree in design from University of Arkansas, so I'm a Razorback, but now in the low country and loving it. And we specialize from everything from high-end residential to new build, renovations. We even do design for people all over the country, so we do e-design, and we're kind of all over the place.
Mm-hmm. When anyone who has ever built a house, a custom home, and has used an architect or an interior designer to assist them, whenever they build another house, they always hire an architect or an interior designer. But it's not a necessity to some people. It's not like you have to have air conditioning in your house. And so some people may not really know exactly how an interior designer can help them. Take a moment and just kind of describe what your role is as an interior designer on some of these projects that you just mentioned.
Well, especially new build, the biggest thing is there's a lot to do with new build. And I love working with builders and architects hand in hand. They have a lot going on, and my role is to make their lives easier. That way they can focus on getting things done on time and just doing everything streamlined. So I love to work with the client from the get-go and the builder and just start, you know, working within their budget and helping them avoid those costly mistakes that happen a lot. I've seen it all, and I can at least help in the beginning to avoid those mistakes. Mm-hmm. And help with space planning and offer up some suggestions that they may not have thought about. So I like to push the envelope a little and just create some spaces that they may not have thought about in the beginning. So,
well, let's talk about new construction for a moment.
Yeah.
How are you helping your clients now as they build their new custom home?
I first start with space planning. We look at the floor plan, you know, go over what their needs and wants are. Then I do everything from interior and exterior specs, so paint colors and brick colors and finishes for their kitchen and tile and all of that. And I take it and I create it in a spec binder for them, so they have room by room what exactly is going into their house, so they can. So we have a lot of visuals, which mm-hmm. is really important, because I try to keep everyone organized and so that they can see everything at one spot. So that's a big thing that my clients are loving right now.
Right. Yeah. And there are literally thousands of decisions that have to be made when you're constructing a new
yes.
home. And you know, it is possible. There are people who do that on the homeowner makes those decisions on their own. But it really can be an overwhelming process.
Yeah.
And so I've always thought of hiring an interior designer as almost having a best friend.
Yes.
like a girlfriend that the wife
is able to go shopping with for tile. And unlike a best friend, you're probably only going to, you know, be able to ask that best friend to do that once or twice, and they're going to conveniently be busy the next time you ask them to come pick out the lighting or something. But with an interior designer, you're that homeowner's best friend. You're their advocate. You're helping to negotiate the best prices, and more importantly, you're helping them make the right choices so that they're not wasting any money or having to repeat the process or tear out the tile if it doesn't match correctly or something.
Yes. So I like being the best friend, the family member. I told a client the other day that I was going to watch her kids graduate, and their kids are toddlers right now. So I have clients too that, you know, I'm there through all their life stages, you know, from getting married to having babies. I come back and help with the nursery and all of that. And, you know, it is true. They really enjoy working with a designer because, first off, I tell the truth, and in a very nice way, but they like my honesty. Mm-hmm. If something doesn't look good, I'll tell them, you know, and I'll tell them why. And they really appreciate that, because if they had a friend going with them, they may not be as honest about the situation. Mm-hmm. So, and I just really enjoy working with them. So I become really close with my clients, and, you know, we communicate after the project as well. Mm-hmm. So,
well, every homeowner that's building a new house or remodeling their house, they have an image in their mind of the finished product. And it's almost, I call it the HGTV effect, where, you know, in the span of 30 minutes, you go from start to finish on a project, and it's almost like snapping your fingers and the project is done. And in real life, obviously,
wouldn't
that's,
be nice?
Wouldn't it? Or be able to cut and paste, you know,
yes,
like you do on a computer. But in reality, it's possible that along the way, you could a homeowner could make the wrong decisions, some costly decisions, and then not be 100% pleased with the outcome of the project at the end.
Right.
Everybody makes the assumption that it's going to be perfect at the end, and there are more times than people want to admit that they get done the project and they're not completely satisfied. They wish they have regrets. They wish they had done this or that differently.
Yes, that is so true. And also another thing is the wonderful Pinterest era that we're in right now. A lot of people, you know, think that some things are do-it-yourself projects, and I can help them figure out, you know, can we do this ourselves, or do you need to hire a professional to get in your bathroom and lay your tile? But, so it's really interesting, but I really think that each project is different, and each client is different, and I really try to help them with, you know, decide what it is that they want. That way they don't have those mistakes and can sleep at night knowing that we're making the best decision possible for them. So,
Lauren, are you going to push your style on the homeowner, or is the homeowner going to, are you going to make the homeowner feel like they're, you know, the style that they're trying to achieve is if it's not your style, then it's not going to work or something?
Yeah, I always go with what the client wants. Of course, I'm going to offer suggestions, but I never push my style. I do everything from super modern to very old world and traditional. So if I have a client that, you know, you go to my website and you see a lot of traditional, but I've done some great modern homes too that that's just been what the client wants. And I enjoy that just as much. And I enjoy finding out about each client and kind of honing in on their style and bringing that throughout. Mm-hmm. So
what does a homeowner, if they're building a new house, do they sometimes think like they're going to have to throw out everything, all of their old home furnishings, and start with all brand new stuff?
That's one misconception, definitely. A lot of people think that I'm going to walk in there and tell them how much money they need to spend. But the first thing I do is we come up with a list of things that are important to them. Things, of course, their budget and existing pieces. And I work around those existing pieces, especially if they're family heirlooms. And that's what adds character to each home as well, mm-hmm. is things that are already existing. Mm-hmm. Of course, there are the clients that want everything new as well, which is great. But yes, I love working with existing furniture too. And it's just really important to make sure that each client has, you know, knows that I'm going to work with whatever budget and whatever furniture that they have, and we're going to make it look good.
So they may have a family heirloom,
yeah.
that they want to pass on to their children. They want to make that part of their new house, and you're going to find a way to integrate that into their new house, along with maybe some new furnishings that they might purchase along the way.
Definitely. And that's one of my favorite things, is working old and new together. I think it comes out just beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Talk about, and if you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we're talking with interior designer Lauren Messina with Lauren M. Creative. And she's telling us about what it's like to work with an interior designer. Lauren, talk about your role with when it comes to, you mentioned that you're doing a lot of renovations for people. Talk about some of these projects and what your role is as an interior designer.
Well, right now, some of the renovations that we're doing a lot of bathrooms right now. I think this is the time. It'll be kitchens soon before the holidays, and right now it's bathrooms. I'll talk about one bathroom project in particular. It's completely gutted, and we went into the bathroom and offered some floor plans, some suggestions. I put everything on plan. That way the client can look at different ways, you know, that the bathroom can work. And then I help everything from tile and plumbing fixtures, paint colors, closet systems, everything. I just specify everything for the bathroom project, and I'm there working with the contractor hand in hand and just making sure everything runs smooth, is within the budget, mm-hmm. and looks great at the end.
Mm-hmm. And so you're helping to choose the different products that are going into that bathroom.
Yes, definitely.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Just choosing everything from the tile, the paint colors, everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, it kind of reminds me of, what I was mentioning before about people having a vision of their bathroom just being perfect when the renovation is completed. And, that's where you're going to help that homeowner. They might... If you're not using an interior designer, you probably, and this happens all the time, you're getting free advice from the different showroom salespeople, or they might call themselves designers or decorators. And, when you go to the tile showroom, their specialty, obviously, is tile, and they're experts in tile. And then you might show them, a paint chip of the cabinetry, the vanity that's going to go in there, and you might ask them, what do you think of this lighting or this or that? They don't have the full picture. That tile salesperson doesn't have the complete picture of what the renovation is all about.
Yeah.
And there, once again, like you said, you're going to tell them the truth, and that salesperson at the tile store. They might be thinking, well, now we're getting into something that's really not, not my specialty. So I'm going to kind of tell them what they really want to hear. It sounds like they like this. I'm going to say, it'll work.
Yeah. That is one thing I love. I love to work with, the tile places and, countertop. I have my countertop people and all of them, and they know that their job is actually easier too when a designer is involved, because we walk in there when we know how everything is going to look. So I also like to pre-select for my clients. So if we walk into a tile place, it's not overwhelming. I know what they want already, and I give them choices, you know, of maybe five or six. We even narrow it down to two or three sometimes. And they really appreciate that because it can become very overwhelming to get in that space. And the tile people love it too because they're there and they start to learn the project. And it's so much smoother. Mm-hmm. So, and yeah, since I know cabinetry and paint colors and flooring and all of that, it makes it a lot easier too. And it's a more complete looking project. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. And I know I sound like a broken record, but you know, when all is said and done and the construction crew leaves and you know, your friends or family, you want to be able to show off that finished project and you know, if you want to ensure that the project is 100% what you want, you definitely want to use the services of an interior designer. And let me ask you, Lauren, is it expensive to work with an interior designer?
It is definitely not as expensive as you think. Just depending on the project, I like to always tell my clients, I hope I'm worth my weight in gold. I hope that you can sleep better at night, that you that we help keep within the budget and maybe sometimes even under the budget, which is always a nice surprise, and that I help to make sure that they don't make those costly mistakes where they have to rip things out. So I almost feel like it is worth getting a designer in. If you don't get one, you know, you never know what can happen. Mm-hmm. So, but no, that's a misconception. Designers aren't as expensive as you think.
Mm-hmm. How do interior designers charge for their services? Is it on an hourly basis?
Depending on the project, I charge hourly for decor and for smaller projects. But when it comes to new home, a lot of times with the interior and exterior specification selections and all of that, I like to give the client the option. But a lot of times they'll go with a price per square foot fee, which helps them to map out their budget. They know how much I'm going to be from start to finish, and there's no surprises, mm-hmm. which is always nice.
Right. And how quickly are you responsive to one of your clients by phone or email or that kind of thing?
Funny you ask because I'm very responsive, probably too responsive. Usually my clients do everything from call to text. They're very respectful, but I'm fine with – I text a lot of my clients. It is – you know, in this day and age, I know that many of my clients have work and have the kids to worry about and get them to bed. And sometimes it's 8 o'clock when you're finally sitting down and thinking about the things like your home. And I'm always accessible. So I have some clients on the weekends that's the only time they can meet, or night times. And that's the lovely thing about owning your own business is I'm there for them. So emails, of course, I carry those everywhere with my phone. So I like to say I'm a highly accessible mm-hmm. interior designer. So
what happens when you've spent a few hours with the homeowner visiting the plumbing fixture company and picking out the faucets and the shower head and the sinks and the tub and so forth? And then the homeowner emails you and says, "Hey, I found this faucet on the internet that's cheaper than what we saw at the showroom here in Charleston."
Well, first off, I love to promote our small businesses here in Charleston, so that's very important to me. That's why you'll find that I'm always taking my clients local when possible, because I really feel like we can all help each other out. However, if a client does see something that's a little more inexpensive online, the first thing that I'll do is I will let them know that I'll talk to the local business here, see what they can do, because a lot of times, you know, they don't want to lose that business. So I really try to promote local, and then if worse comes to worse and they find something less expensive online, you know, they can order it. Mm-hmm. So that's fine. You know, ultimately it is their house, it's their budget. Sometimes it comes out good, but I always have a disclaimer. You never know what's going to happen, right, or if what you know, so I'm not responsible if it comes and it's not in good shape. So
yeah, builders don't like
no.
when the homeowner owner orders things online.
No.
And, you know, the nice thing about working with local companies, like as you mentioned, is if there is a problem, if there is any kind of an issue, you've got a local source that you can go back to versus,
definitely,
you know, the faucet doesn't work out or there's a problem with it. The builder, if you order something online, the builder typically is going to say, it's your responsibility.
Correct.
I'm not going to bring my plumber back in here, you know, to work out the problem. You're going to have to handle that yourself.
Yeah, it gets a little messy. So, of course, with furniture, that's a different story. But when it comes to things like plumbing fixtures and tile and all of that, you know, I would strongly suggest going local because
yeah,
they, I mean, you have that team of people that are there for you. So
do you ever get a homeowner that that wants to order something online and you're able to kind of save the day by telling them, you know, this isn't going to fit. This is whatever you're looking to order, it's too big for the space, or
definitely.
Has that happened?
Yes, definitely. And that's something that we're running into a lot because things have changed for interior design. There are a lot of great products online now, and people don't have the time to, you know, go to the furniture stores and look at everything, and you know, they're going to go off reviews and what's online. And but I do my best to, you know, I put everything in plan and make sure it's going to work. And there are times where, you know, a client has brought something to me and I've said, that's not going to work, I promise.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they'll order it anyway, and then they say, oh, Lauren, it didn't work.
Right.
But, you know.
Yeah, it's that old expression, cheap is expensive.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have an aunt and uncle. They don't live here locally, so I can talk about them on the air. But they were renovating their kitchen, and my aunt really wanted an island, but her kitchen was too small for an island. But darn it, she was going to have an island, and so she ordered a $2,000 island online. And when we came to visit them, and they were showing off their new kitchen, I mean, you had to stand sideways in order to walk to get by that island in their kitchen. And it was almost like the elephant in the room. You just sort of ignored it, you know. You said, oh, it's beautiful, I love your, you know, the cabinets and everything, except you know you're looking at this island, it's just way too big for the space.
Yes.
And that's a good example. If they had an interior designer, they could have run that by them and saved themselves a couple $1,000s, and instead they ordered it, it came in a box, my uncle assembled it, and once it's assembled, my aunt didn't want to tell
take
my
it back.
He didn't. So we'll give it a try, and then, you know, about a year or two later, it was gone from the kitchen. It
yeah,
just didn't work. $2,000 for that island that they could have spent on the services of an interior designer, and been much happier with the outcome.
Yes, definitely. And so, I probably could have found them one that was with my services and for an island that was less than $2,000. So you just never know.
Right.
But that's one thing, is a lot of clients have problems with paint colors. That's one of the hardest things to select. But I think one of the second hardest things is scale when it comes to lighting and furniture. It's hard to decide whether it's too big or too small. So I really like to help with scale mm-hmm. of everything in the house.
Right. Well, everybody has had gotten a bad haircut, or a haircut that they weren't pleased with.
Or hair coloring.
Avoid the bad haircut. Hire an interior designer, and you won't have that issue. Lauren, tell everyone how they can get more information about Lauren M. Creative.
Well, I have a website. You can go to laurenmcreative.com. And on the website, my contact information is all over in my social media. And you can also call me 843-214-4157. And look forward to hearing it from everybody.
Well, great. Well, we have been talking with interior designer Lauren Messina with Lauren M. Creative. Thanks so much, Lauren.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Nate Ball with Schneider Tree Care. How are you doing, Nate?
I'm doing great, Tim. How are you today?
Good, good. Nate, take a moment and tell everybody about Schneider Tree Care.
Certainly. Well, first off, Tim, thank you for having me on today. Schneider Tree Care is a residential and commercial tree care provider, and we focus on the long-term care of trees, as well as understanding the health and structure of trees. So a lot of time our clients come to us and they say, we have a tree that's kind of overgrown in our yard, it's touching our house, it's blocking our driveway. How do we prune it to make it look pretty but also make it work for our home? Or I think I have some bugs on my tree. What do we need to do to protect or to control those and protect the tree? Or I've got a tree that I think I'm worried about. I don't know if I'm worried about it or should be worried about it. Can you help me answer some of those questions? And one of our big ones is I bought a lot. I'm getting ready to build a home. I understand there are tree ordinances in the area that I'm building. How do I navigate those? How do I protect this tree that I really want on my property, but I'm still able to build my home? Mm-hmm. How do we go through that process? So those are mainly the questions we hear from our clients, and that pretty much encompasses our service mm-hmm. packages.
Gotcha. Well, let's address a couple of those. So should a homeowner wait until there is some sort of a problem, or how do they know that there is a problem before calling Schneider Tree Care?
It is really, really tough to tell if there is a problem in your tree. There are several things that go into the overall health of a tree. One of that being transporting water and nutrients. Are the leaves green? Do we have leaves over the entire canopy? But one of the unknowns that's really hard to tell unless you have a trained eye is the tree structurally sound? Are there cavities? How large are those cavities? Are they at a point where we can prune them out and save the tree, or is it too large and in an area where we can't prune it out without killing the tree? So if you have a home and you have trees on your property, even young trees, newly installed trees, it's always a great idea to have an arborist come out and take a look at those, give you a health assessment of those trees, so that you understand kind of a baseline of where you're at with your property, and you can start making some decisions within your budget and within your needs to care for those trees. Mm-hmm. Because typically they're the largest things on our property. Mm-hmm. You know, they tower over our homes, they tower over our driveways. We need to understand what's happening with them.
Yeah, and I think you know, when you're looking at houses for sale, one of the first things that they'll brag about for a listing will be mature trees on the lot, or mature trees in the backyard. And that's one of the nicest things about, you know, having maybe an existing house or building a new house that has some mature trees is making sure that they stay healthy.
Certainly. We were called out this past week during some folks were in their due diligence process of purchasing a home with a mature landscape. They called us out to take a look at the trees and to get a baseline during that process of kind of where they were and what long term they're going to have to budget for in order to take care of those trees, so that they understand the entire purchase of that home. They understand all the costs of ownership that they're incurring with buying that home.
I've been noticing there's been a couple of nights recently where termites are starting to swarm. Do trees get termites?
That's a great question, Tim, and yes, trees get termites. So we know that any species of termites is looking for two things, food and water. Well, and shelter, so three things. Trees provide all three of those in a very convenient way. They provide shelter in the form of cavities or in form of the structure of the tree. They provide the food. Termites eat wood. And their transport zones, their nutrient transport zones, also provide water. And so they have everything they want right there in the tree. It's a very, very appealing location to them and a very convenient location. Mm-hmm. One of the ones that we worry about most is the Formosan termite. And I know a lot of folks have heard about that. We have done a lot of research into the Formosan termite, its biology, its history, how it got to Charleston, to understand what we could do to help stem the tide of the Formosan termite in this area. And so it's a great idea to have an arborist come out, take a look at it, someone like Schneider Tree Care, to see if they have Formosan termite activity and what we can do to treat for those Formosan termites.
Yeah, I was at our old house that we're renting out. We had a termite company out recently, and he said, did you know that water oak on the corner of your property is infested with termites? And I said, no, I had no idea. And so you may not even realize that your tree has termite. Usually people think that it has to be, you know, wood that has been cut and installed on a house, that if it's a live tree, that, mm-hmm. that it's not going to be able to get termites. But that's not the case?
That is not the case. If there is a cavity or what we call a vector point, a place where an insect can enter into the tree, they're going to take that path because everything they want is right there. So in that particular case, with that tree that has termites in it, we could go in and we could treat that tree. We could foam the tree, we'll find a cavity, or we'll do a ground treatment around the tree to install the barrier and to treat and control those termites in that particular tree. One of the great things is that termite treatment, it lasts for 3 years. Now, a big key is we are only treating trees. We cannot go towards the structure. We are only treating the trees on the property.
Mm-hmm. With hurricane season upon us, what should homeowners be thinking about with regards to their trees on their property?
The first thing is, if you haven't had them inspected in a long time or you've never had the trees inspected, have an arborist come out and take a look at it. They can give you an idea of what the trees are, kind of their baseline. Are they structurally sound right now? Are they feeding themselves well? Are they healthy? Is there any type of pruning that we need to do in order to make this tree safer?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great start. That is the best place that a homeowner could start, is having an arborist come out and take a look at it.
You know, it's always, every now and then, and it's not we haven't had a hurricane, thank goodness, for a long time, but we do have the occasional powerful, you know, rainstorm mm-hmm. that might come through with some tropical force storm, storm force winds, and you know, every now and then you'll just see a tree that's gotten blown over.
Oh, yeah.
And that tree had to have been weakened prior to that for it to get blown, because there's other trees that didn't get blown over. Not every tree got blown over, but that one tree did. And somebody could have a problem with that one tree on their property, and then we have some strong winds, and now that tree ends up on their deck or on their garage or their house.
Certainly. We get that. It seems like every time a storm rolls through, that is a problem we encounter. And that's a very difficult problem for the homeowner to understand and to work through. And it's also a problem for us. I mean, that is a terrible situation that we have to respond to. So calling an arborist at Schneider Tree Care, we can come out. We can do that health assessment. We can let you know the health and the structural safety of your trees on your property. And we can come up with a plan to keep your trees healthy, to make them healthy, and manage them over the long term through pruning cycles of every 2 years, and then a fertilization and disease and insect control plan, so that we ensure that they're as healthy as they can be when those storms roll through, or if those storms roll through.
What about what's in the ground, the roots of a tree? How can Schneider Tree Care, how do you alert homeowners or help homeowners with any kind of an issue that might come up with tree roots?
Yep. again, great question. That's probably where my focus immediately goes when I walk onto a property is what's happening underground. About 90% of the issues that I find in canopies of trees start with root zone issues. So one of the things we want to look at first is what is the soil space, what does the root space look like right now around the tree? So if you have a live oak in the front yard of a house, you know, how close is the driveway? How big of a turf area does it have? Do we know roots can grow? Where are the sidewalks? Where's the road? What kind of excavation has been done around that tree recently? That gives us kind of a baseline of where the roots are, what's happening, where they're growing. And then I want to take a look in the yard for any kind of telltale signs of potential root damage, mushrooms, cut lines, where's, you know, sod been disturbed recently, where are they filling in places, so that I can better understand currently where the root system is. And then we want to look at how do we encourage that root system through the use of organics to be as strong as it can be and to grow as large as it can. And so we look at that through organic fertilization plans. We may recommend a roots stimulator in the form of a tree growth regulator. If we're having problems with concrete drives or walks, we may talk about putting in root barriers, bio barriers that discourage roots from growing in that area, and we can encourage them to grow in another area. And then we also want to look at soil compaction. How compacted is your soil? If it's really, really, really compact, roots can't grow underground. That's when we see them go to the surface. And I get that call a lot. I have roots on top of the ground. What do I do about it? Well, we need to fix your soil first before we can fix the problem with the roots on top of the ground.
Yeah, because people might have a concrete driveway or sidewalk that is starting to heave up a little bit. And like, how do you correct a problem as far as do you chop the root at that point to help alleviate the problem with the concrete driveway or something?
And that's always a tricky one. And that's why we say the earlier we get out to the property, the better we can help. You know, if it's an old mature tree and it's been on the property forever, you know, we're going to have to deal with it in a different way. If it's a younger tree that's just been installed, maybe we can work on putting that bio barrier in. But if we get to the situation where an older tree is cracking the concrete, you know, we may have to back up and talk about other drive materials. One of the issues with cutting a root, particularly one of those large ones that's heaving up concrete, is that root's providing structural support. It's providing the tree the ability to stand straight up. So where we talked about earlier where during storms we see trees blown over, well, if we start cutting roots on the side of a tree, we could actually cause that over the long term. We could cause that tree to fall over because it doesn't have a large enough root system to hold itself up. So a situation like that where we have a concrete drive and a roots heaving, about a year ago we worked with some homeowners that situation was happening, and we actually looked at different types of driveway materials they could use in order to still have a functioning driveway, something that was visually appealing, but was good for the landscape, and was affordable for them. So we helped walk through that process of what those options are and how do we specify the work to be done to save the tree and to make the driveway look very nice.
Well, how can folks get more information about Schneider Tree Care?
The easiest way to learn more about us, it would be to go to our website at schneidertree.com. That's S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R-T-R-E-E.com. Or if you'd like to schedule an appointment, it's as easy as calling 843-300-5200.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Nate Ball with Schneider Tree Care. Thanks so much, Nate.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Jennings Smith with Allaire Homes. How are you doing, Jennings?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Jennings, take a moment and tell everybody about Allaire Homes.
So Allaire Homes is a custom home and renovation franchise. They're based out of Nanaimo, British Columbia, Canada, and now they've moved into America. They've got a lot of success in Canada. They've built 80 units up there with a better processes, trying to really dig into what are the flaws in the construction industry, how can we address them, you know, how can we improve them, and turn out a better experience for the client.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So, unlike we've used the term trunk slammer in the past, somebody who is just kind of working out of their pickup truck, someone that may be able to talk the talk, but then really isn't backing up the project with the proper construction contracts and paperwork and so forth. Allaire Homes, you folks are very, very professional from that standpoint, and you're kind of taking out some of the questions or some of the potential problems that a homeowner could experience if they're not working with a company like Allaire Homes.
Absolutely. You know, most builders, you know, they have the best intentions at heart. They want to do a great job, but they haven't thought through the processes, systems, put the protections in place to benefit the client. And so they can fall into a lot of pitfalls that Allaire Homes addresses, because they have the resources to, you know, they have a legal team, they have a marketing team, they have 80 different units inputting data. Hey, we've got a problem here. Let's push out a new process to fix that. How can we do this better? And the collective minds of top leaders in the industry all over, you know, the U.S. and Canada are contributing to this machine. And that was really attractive to me. I thought, hey, I can't replicate this on my own. I need help. And I think Allaire Homes is a good fit mm-hmm. to do that.
Right, right. Talk about what can happen if maybe the builder has not adequately explained how the dollar amounts of the allowances for that go into building a new home, or some of the pitfalls that a homeowner might experience if they're working with a builder that doesn't have that kind of background that Allaire Homes is providing.
Right. Well, there are two basic contract structures. You have a firm fixed price where the builder tells you, I'll build your home for $800,000. And then you have a cost plus contract where he says, I'll build it for 15% margin. And we think the house is going to cost about $800,000 based on what you want to put in it. We don't know exactly what you want to put in everything, but let's just get started. So some of the pitfalls that arise is, with a firm fixed price, sometimes you're pushing up against allowances, you know, where the builder, he made an assumption that a $40,000 pool was going to be enough for you, but the pool you want is $60,000. Or the tile allowance, he gave you $3 a foot and you want to do a $20 a foot tile. So these little things that may not seem like much, but over time they can escalate. And with some clients, that's fine. You know, they have the budget and it's okay. Other clients, you know, that are getting a loan from a bank, or they have other budget restrictions, that's not okay. And now they're in the middle, you know, halfway through their project, their house is way over budget, and it's going to continue to keep going over budget, and they really don't have a way to stop that and to make serious, meaningful changes that are going to lower the budget without just putting cheap fixtures and finishing up the house in a way that they never wanted. So maybe if they'd had that information up front, maybe they could have build a little bit smaller of a home, or adjusted in certain areas so that they could get the things that were important to them and then cut back on some of the things that weren't.
Yeah, and a homeowner who is having a custom home built for them, they just can't wait for the finished product. They want to picture themselves on their back porch looking over the marsh, and in their beautiful new kitchen with entertaining friends and family. That's the mental image that they have, and they want to get this thing going really quick. And I would guess that Allaire Homes, you can help them get the project going very, very quickly, but if you're not working with Allaire Homes, that other builder might say, yes ma'am, we can get this thing rolling, but then you're gonna have some potential problems along the way that Allaire Homes is helping the homeowner avoid.
Absolutely. Alaire Homes has something they call the no BS zone, where we don't want to just tell the client what they want to hear to get the job, tell them, yeah, we can probably get it done for this price, and then increase the price as we go along. We want to tell them up front so that they have that knowledge, so that they can make the decisions that's best for them, not best for us. But this becomes a partnership where we become a trusted advisor in building their home instead of, you know, how much can I get out of this client, and the client, how much can I get out of this builder? Well, that's not going to work well. You know, problems are going to arise. And it's best to take the time up front and do that design, do that estimation, figure out the costs, pick out the fixtures, get it the way you want, so that the process can go smoothly, can go fast, because you have to do design and estimation either way. You either do it up front where it's valuable to you, or you do it on the fly as you're going through the project, making change orders and spending more money and causing delays that could be avoided.
Right, and you may have you may have gotten that $800,000 loan from the bank, and you really don't want to come out of pocket for anything above and beyond that loan. But if the builder you've hired has in their contract, they've only put down say $2,500 for lighting, and that might be the price of just one light fixture. So now all of us, like you said before, the homeowner is faced with the dilemma, do we buy just really super cheap, you know, not the type of light fixtures that I want, or am I stealing from another allowance to get that, to be able to get the lighting that I want, or do I have to just come out of pocket? And some people may not have the wherewithal. They may not have $100,000 sitting in the bank that they can use to supplement the loan on that house. And that's something I've heard frequently from other builders, is sometimes homeowners will go with the low bid, and that low bid is not quite clearly explained, so that there might run into that problem where there's only $2,500 in the lighting budget when you might need $25,000 in the lighting allowance budget.
Absolutely. And as a builder trying to put together a quote, you know, maybe you've had 1-3 hour meeting, you've got some plans, but you haven't gone in depth with the homeowner. You don't know what their tastes are. And is this the type of client that's going to want the $2,500 chandelier or not? And the only way to do that is send them to Charleston Lighting, you know, have them go pick out a package, see what it comes back at, and say, hey, in our initial budget, we had, you know, $3,000, and you're at $5,000, and so we can increase the budget, or you can go back and pick out some other stuff. But you're not under the gun. You're not under the intense pressure of, hey, the house is sheetrocked, fixtures need to be going in a month, and you got to make this decision right now. It takes all that pressure off, so it's a completely different conversation. Because best case scenario, the client does have another $100,000. Even then, he's disappointed in you. His expectations are shattered. He's having to spend more than he thought he was going to, and he's not happy. And worst case scenario is he doesn't have the money, and the bank's not going to loan him any more money, and now he's really in a mess, and so are you as a builder. And that hurts your reputation, and that hurts the client.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, how can folks get more information about Alaire Homes?
So our website is alairehomes.com/Charleston, or they can just go to alairehomes.com and click on our state, South Carolina. And also you can contact me. I'm Jennings Smith. I'm the owner here. My cell phone is 843-296-8510.
And I forgot to mention this, but Alaire Homes, they've chosen Jennings Smith as the regional partner here in South Carolina. And so congratulations on that.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, we've been talking with Jennings Smith with Alaire Homes. Thanks so much, Jennings.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Tammy Mishaw with Gateway Supply Company. How you doing, Tammy?
Doing well. And yourself?
Good. Tammy, take a moment and tell everybody about Gateway Supply Company.
Gateway Supply was formed in 1964. We are an independent only in South Carolina. Our home office is in Columbia. We have recently purchased Port City Supply in Charleston. We have recently revised the showroom. It is a Kohler Premier showroom.
So, Tammy, Gateway Supply Company, you folks are a plumbing fixture company, so you can help homeowners out if they're renovating their bathroom or their kitchen, for the sinks, faucets, garbage disposals, anything to do with the plumbing in someone's house.
Yes, sir. We do pretty much anything that water runs through. We are a plumbing wholesaler. We also have a heating and air division as well.
Okay. And you folks recently purchased the Port City Supply Company, you're redoing the showroom. It's almost finished, you said?
Yes, sir.
And where is the showroom for Gateway Supply Company located?
We are located at 1980 Harley Street in North Charleston.
Okay. And that's a little bit off the beaten path, but not too far. It's right off of Rivers Avenue, right?
Right off of Rivers. You can actually see it from 526. So at 526 and I-26 intersection.
Gotcha. And when you're giving people directions, how do you refer to where you folks are located?
Off of 526 would be the easiest way to get there, depending on traffic.
Okay, all right. There's a Sherwin-Williams paint company, I think, right on the corner of Rivers,
yes,
where you take a right
sir.
Onto Harley Street. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that Gateway Supply Company is a Kohler showroom.
We have a Kohler Premier showroom. We do sell a lot of Kohler products, as well as other plumbing fixtures, Moen, Delta, Newport, Roll, many, many others.
Why should someone visit Gateway Supply Company for their plumbing fixtures?
Gateway Supply is very committed to our customer service. We work closely with the homeowner, the builder, decorator, plumber, all of the facets of the home building project, be it renovation or new construction. We mm-hmm. can take it from the beginning of the job to the end of the job.
Gotcha. Is Gateway Supply known for anything in particular, pricing, lower prices, or anything like that?
Customer service.
Okay. And how does that translate? Why is that important to homeowners?
When you call us, we will answer the phone. You're not dealing with someone who doesn't care about the project. We do care about it from the beginning to the end. We're there. Hopefully problems will not arise, but should you have any issues, we are there to be the liaison between you and the manufacturer and take care of any of your plumbing needs.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean to be a Kohler Premier dealer?
Kohler requires a certain amount of space for a premier showroom, and we have devoted that space to Kohler plumbing products.
How can folks get more information about Gateway Supply Company?
We would love to have you visit our showroom at 1980 Harley Street. You can call us. The number at the office is 843-554-0450. And we would love to help you.
All right. How about on the web?
We are at www.gatewaysupply.net.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Tammy Mishaw with Gateway Supply Company. Thanks, Tammy.
Thank you. I'm talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.